USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Guatemala Monday telling would-be immigrants, do not come to the United States.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Vice President Kamala Harris's comments on immigration disappointing on Monday. She tweeted, "We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing." End quote. Scientists on Monday announced they have identified a new species of dinosaur that is the largest ever found in Australia. The giant sauropod was officially named the Southern Titan by researchers in Queensland. Experts say the dinosaur weighed about 70 tons, measured 21 feet tall, and extended to about the length of a basketball court. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The Food and Drug Administration gives the green light to a new Alzheimer's drug. Dan Naraki reports.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug, aducanumab, was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has generated controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA having already approved the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained, and that's a month-to-year process. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before, and it comes about by training the virus in the lab.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. Well, given all that, that meant that they had actually, China had done an investigation that basically settled the question. What they didn't know at the time was that China was basically hoping that would turn out to be true. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market. And that's been dismissed. So the very premise on which these scientists wrote their letters was been demolished. But not just that, but a paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double sig.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.